Good evening, everybody. Thank you very much for the invitation to be here tonight and the opportunity to share this evening with you. As you said, it is my first visit to Tübingen for myself and my wife, and already we've really enjoyed the opportunity to see the city. It really is quite a gem, and we're looking forward to coming back many times. So it's a real pleasure to be here, and it's a real honor for me to act as the patron of this important exhibition on behalf of the U.S. diplomatic mission to Germany. Tonight, we celebrate the iconic photographic work of a great woman, Vivian Maier, who unfortunately did not live to experience the public's appreciation for her art. As a first-generation American, born to a French mother and an Austrian father, she bridged the old world and the new. She personified, embodied, transatlantic cultural exchange in both her family life and her studies. Unfortunately, however, her photos were, in her lifetime, unknown to the public. It's really quite sad that she did not have the support to publish her work. Vivian Maier bought her first camera in 1949, and she devoted all her free time to her passion, photography. She was self-taught, but you can see the extraordinary genius that shines through her photographs. She had a real gift, a talent, for capturing life's simple, whimsical, and sometimes funny moments in a way that suggests entire stories behind her images. An introvert by nature, she worked as a nanny. Speaking about her, one of her employers said, "She never talked down to her kids and was determined to show them the world outside their affluent suburb." And what she showed to those kids in her care, and to us, the audience, was the real life and the diversity of the United States. From the life of Polish immigrants to Chicago, to the African-American urban experience in New York City. So I'm thrilled that we have this chance to celebrate her work this evening. Through exhibits like this, and many, many other activities, the U.S. mission to Germany supports 12 German-American institutes throughout this country in partnership with the federal government and the state governments and the city governments of Germany. We have six of these German-American institutes in our consular district of Southwest Germany. These binational institutes help to shape the transatlantic relationship, and art exhibits like this one offer a way of communicating that transcends language barriers. That work is invaluable for strengthening our transatlantic bonds and our transatlantic unity. I want to share with you a recent example. Last month, our Consulate General worked with the Atlantische Akademie in Kaiserslautern, another GAI, to help a Ukrainian ballerina audition for the Boston Ballet. She had been dancing for the Bolshoi, but Russia's invasion of Ukraine had forced her to flee to the safety of Germany. She auditioned via Zoom from the Pfalz Theater, and I'm happy to report that the Boston Ballet has accepted her into their dance company. This ballet story and this evening's beautiful exhibit of the forgotten European-American artist Vivian Maier are just a couple of illustrations of the German-American friendship that we forged after the Second World War on the basis of our shared democratic values, and of which I and my consulate team are so proud. They show us how much we can achieve together and how powerful cultural and artistic exchange can be. I want to express our deep appreciation to the Kunstmuseum Reutlingen and to Dr. Dinter for your collaboration on this great exhibition, I also want to thank the German-American Institute Tübingen. As you mentioned, this year, GAI Tübingen celebrates its 70th anniversary. For 70 years, it has been an invaluable partner of the U.S. mission to Germany in reaching audiences in this region of Southwest Germany and in strengthening our German-American partnership. So thank you for that very, very important work. As you said, it's never been more important than in these times of Russia's attack on our shared democratic values. And I'm looking forward to celebrating with all of you Vivian Meyer and her outstanding photography, and I hope I get a chance to meet you during the reception afterwards. Thank you very much.